Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring. Before you even put your headphones in, add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Maybe the tourists paid the hotel prices last year and are just unwilling to pay it this year. Maybe the repeat visitor isn't coming back because the prices have been high for years and last year broke the camel's back, says one listener, because we were talking earlier about a big decrease in tourist numbers in February this year compared to last year. And if you think maybe just 1 month is an aberration, let's not lose the run of ourselves. January was down as well. January down 25%, February down 30%. So that's why people are worried. Another listener is talking about a lack of progress in tourist spots in terms of the tourist infrastructure that people can access. When you dig down into these figures, though, one thing stands out. It's that the big drop in tourists is coming from the States. A 40% reduction February this year compared to February last year. Well, Larry Donnelly is with me to discuss the law lecture from the University of Galway and columnist with the Journal. Larry, based on the conversations that you're having with friends and family and people you know back in the States, why do you suspect there's such a big drop in visitors?
Well, the first thing I want to say, Karen, is that I find this absolutely shocking. And I wonder if I curse the tourism industry because based on currency parity, based on the fact that the cost of nearly everything in the United States is so high, so much so that Ireland is de facto a bargain for lots of Americans who I talk to, as much as we give out about the prices here. I'm really, really surprised by these numbers. Now, with the caveats, of course, that there's a long way to go in 2025, and that what I'm relaying are anecdotes. These aren't factual data. These are what I'm hearing from Irish Americans and people in the United States. But it's a mix of things. And a lot of it, frankly, is politics, because everything in America is politics these days. But what I'm hearing is that for some people, they're hesitant to splash out on vacations because of Trump's the volatility that the markets have experienced because of Trump. A lot of 401k plans are taking very, very serious hits. So there's a general air of uncertainty, which is leading people to stay put. Some Americans think that, look, Donald Trump is so hated around the world. That, you know, why do we want to go there if Americans are are feeling blowback on that front? And a couple of other things that I'm hearing that I suppose are more overtly political and more coming from the right or people on the right wing of American politics. And let's face it, a lot of them would be big earners and big spenders. Would be a perception out there that maybe not just Ireland, but elsewhere, that there's a prevalent anti-Americanism, that some of what Donald Trump has done has led not just to opposition to Trump, but a feeling of how could these people have put him back into the White House. And as a result, they think that, look, a lot of people around the world are against them. And they think that that's wrong. And the last thing I've heard, and again, this results from what I know to be a very concerted campaign by IPAC, the America-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and others, that Ireland is not necessarily a friendly destination for people either who are Jewish or who are very profoundly attached to the Jewish state. And of course, that's not true. But in the United States, we know that oftentimes criticism of the Israeli state gets very, very quickly conflated with anti-Semitism. So again, with the big caveat that there's no data, but these are some of the things that I'm hearing.
Well, some of that now is really worrying. I mean, if it's true, again, you know, the caveat applies. But say that the Trump stuff and the issues around kind of consumer sentiment as well, and people nervous about their 401ks or just the state of the economy in general. If we assume that the people who should be coming here in February would have been booking this a few months ago, then the people who are maybe going to be coming here in a few months' time are possibly booking now. And I mean, one could argue the situation is even worse as we speak on that front. People are going to be much more nervous about the economy than they were back in November, immediately post-election. Nervous and all as they were then.
Yeah, absolutely. That's potentially true and potentially very worrying. And I mean, look, I would know an awful lot of people in Boston for whom Island is an annual gig. It's not just a bucket list thing. It's a place that they come to every year, whether some of them for political or other reasons or financial reasons in particular, will hold off. Obviously, that's something to be deeply concerned about. I do think that the tourism industry, I heard a representative this morning speaking about it, they're pushing back on some of this data. They're saying that they have some contrary data, which to them is encouraging. And also, we have a couple of very big events later in the year in terms of American football games, which will certainly draw massive crowds to Island. So, yeah, I mean, there is obviously a lot of room for concern, and these figures are worrying. But at the end of the day, I still come back to the point that given the currency parity, Island is a great destination. So it's really surprising to me at many levels that we are where we are.
Is there any evidence that, you know, the America first mindset might apply to holiday destinations as well? That in the world as Donald Trump imagines or hopes it to be, or J.D. Vance or any of these people around him hope it to be, that people are more likely, people who subscribe to that worldview are maybe more likely to invest their time and their holiday time, their free time in the United States in the same way they want to see their tax dollars reinvested in the United States, that it applies across the board.
Yeah, absolutely, Karen. I mean, again, with the big caveat that we're in the realm of supposition here.
Yeah.
But I don't doubt that could be a factor that has it worked. There's no question about it, but that America first ideology is the ascendant ideology in the United States. It's running very deep in the U.S. It's something that helped Donald Trump get elected not once but twice. It is quite possible that sentiment is saying, look, we need to help our own people. We need to spend our money and to support industries in the United States, whatever about the rest of the world. When you couple that with some worrying opinion polling data about how Americans see themselves vis-a-vis the European Union, then absolutely, that could be a factor in all of this. So again, I think Board Fulcher and other organizations do a terrific job, and their outreach to the United States is superb, and the United States is still a great market. But I think all of them will be scratching their heads at what we've seen in January and February and hoping that things will pivot dramatically in the months ahead.
Yeah, God, it's interesting. You mentioned the European Union, and of course, over the next couple of days, I suspect we'll be speaking ad nauseum about the looming trade war and tariffs. I mean, that's not going to improve the situation either, is it? From just that kind of sentimental point of view that we are on some level at war. Not in a tangible way, not in the way we often talk about war, but, you know, in economic terms. And that's going to make some people less likely to want to travel here.
Yeah, I mean, I think war is a very strong word, whether it's economic or otherwise. I think that's a strong word. But certainly the tenor of the relationship between the United States and Europe is undergoing something of a change, something of a reset at the behest not only of Donald Trump, but I think an awful lot of Americans who voted for him and indeed some who might not have voted for him. So, again, we come back to this point of what Donald Trump is. He creates a climate of uncertainty, and that uncertainty is crippling in many, many ways. And indeed, tourism, the movement of people, that's not immune from it. So I don't think we can entirely decouple what we're seeing from this Trump presidency, which obviously in so many ways is unprecedented. And again, I know it's his second time in the Oval Office, but we didn't see anything like this kind of dramatic and quick and urgent movement in its very, very early days.
Do you think any of those high profile assaults that happened last year, one in particular I'm thinking of, an American tourist, would have an impact? Or does that sort of story travel? Got a lot of attention here, but you know, how much attention does it get in the heartland, as it were?
Yeah, the heartland, I'm not so sure it got much traction, but certainly in Irish American circles, certainly in the circles that I would move in, and that again, people from the places who come to Ireland the most often, those scenes would certainly have been in circulation. And I think that they quickly, you know, Dublin as a city, as a destination, I think there would be some concerns among people visiting. I'm not so sure that would dramatically impact tourism to Ireland. I think it would potentially dramatically impact tourism to the capital. You know, whereas people might have flown into Dublin Airport and spent a few days, some of them mightn't be as inclined to spend as much time in Dublin as a result of what they saw. Again, supposition, but that's based on what I've heard from an awful lot of Irish Americans making derogatory comments to me about Dublin and what they perceive to be the lack of cleanliness, the lack of policing, those sorts of things. They are in the ether in Irish America.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with the Journal. Larry, thanks a million.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.